Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome back to the Laptop Empires Podcast. We're your hosts, Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. And today we've got a really interesting topic. Actually, it's based off of an article from Millennial Money Man, Bobby's blog, written by our editor for Laptop Empires and also the editor for Millennial Money Man. So it's a guest post, if you will, from somebody on our team. Really cool. And it's we're just going to riff off of her article, True Confessions, I Was a Side Hustle Skeptic. This whole thing is about, like, she thought that a side hustle was a fancy word, or as she says in the article, it was just people trying to make having a part-time job sound sexy.
Right.
And that's not how we feel about side hustles, but really interesting topic. So we're going to go ahead and dive into that today. But before we get started, we're going to kick things off as usual, at least our new usual, and let you know that this episode is brought to you by the Facebook Side Hustle Course, our incredibly in-depth online video course teaching you how to start a Facebook ad management side hustle that'll earn you $1,000 to $2,000 per month per client. And it's a side hustle that you can do in only a couple hours per week. We've had over 1,500 students that have joined the course in the last year. We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary of it and getting ready to launch the course again on January 17th. So if you want to get in on the action, make sure that you join the waiting list by clicking on the link in the show notes. That way you get notified. You'll have 4 days to join the course as we open it, because then we'll be closing it down again to focus on our students. Make sure this new batch of baby hustlers is able to hit the ground running and get results, because that's what it's about, is helping them make some cheddar online. So Bobby, why don't you kick us off by kind of giving us a little background about this article, like what led you and Ariel, you know, what, why did you guys decide to write this, and kind of give us a little bit of background, and then we'll dive into our thoughts on it, because it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. This was one I actually told Ariel, this is a strong statement, but I was like, this, I think, was my favorite post of 2018, because it published on December 31st. And I read this one and I was just like, it kind of blew my mind in a weird way, because I get this question all the time of people saying, like, you know, is a side hustle really, like, it's not that sexy. Like, it's just a part-time job. You're just trying to make it sound cooler. And forever I've been like, no, that's not it. Like, they're different, but I didn't know how to put it into words. And then I read her article and I was like, oh, that's the difference. And basically what she does is, I mean, she, when I met her through a friend, actually I'll just, Michelle Schroeder from Making Sense of Sense. Ariel's been editing her blog for a long time. And I was hanging out with Michelle and her husband, Wes. And, I was just like, man, I need an editor, because I have typos all the time in my writing. And you get to the point where, like, people just start really calling you out for that stuff. And I was like, okay, I need to do a better job of this. Like, I don't use correct grammar. There are a lot of things that could be better. And so Wes was basically just like, well, Ariel, you know, she'll probably do it. And so I talked to her, and ended up hiring her, and she's been incredible. She's just done a great job. And she told me one day, she was like, I want to write this post for your site. And I was like, that sounds good. Like, what do you want to write about? And she was like, side hustles. And we didn't even talk about it a whole lot, like what the subject matter was going to be and like what she thought about it. She was just like, I want to write this thing, and I trust her. And so she just wrote it. And then when I read it after she was done, I was like, God, this thing is so good. Because basically what she's doing, she went through this whole process in her own life where she was working multiple jobs that were all kind of like part-time gigs. She went to college, she got her master's degree. And when she was done, she was still doing like multiple jobs, and she started this editing thing. And now the editing thing has grown for her into a full-time income. And she's been able to kind of like ditch those part-time jobs. And she goes through this whole thing about like the difference between the part-time job and the side hustle is that the side hustle is scalable. Whereas a part-time job, most of the time, you're kind of locked in. Like, you work your hours, you get your hourly pay, and that's it. And it's not something that you can grow and it's yours. And so she has had this really cool experience, like starting this editing business on the side. And eventually, like, being able to just quit doing those part-time jobs and really like do this thing that she loves doing now. And she's able to like spend more time with her kids. She's home all the time. Like, it's a really cool thing for her. So it's been fun for me to like see that kind of transformation take place for her, but also just her saying that, just putting it in that way of like, the side hustle scalable, part-time jobs or not, it's simple, but I had never even thought about it like that. I was like, oh, that is the difference. Like, duh. So it's really cool. And it, you know, we've been fortunate. I feel like one of my favorite things about our business, we have, you know, obviously we have the side hustle course, we have help people start side hustles. And we've seen a lot of people do this kind of stuff where they start making significant income and they're able to like leave their job or like, you know, lean on their side hustles. And that's why I believe in it so much. And I know you do too. And it's just been cool. Like, to see Ariel, even though she did it with the editing, we've seen people do it with the Facebook ad stuff. There is something to the side hustle thing. It's not just, you know, snake oil salesman bullshit. Like, it's real. I mean, people are really doing cool things with it.
Yeah. And the article is in the show notes. You need to go check it out. You need to go read it. Bobby's saying like, it's one of the best ones in 2018. He's not kidding. And obviously he's serious about that, since it's one of the few articles he didn't write. And he said,
it's better than most of my stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really good. And I didn't even know. It's always funny. Like, I still love opening the Millennial Money Man emails because I don't know what's coming. Like, I don't, right. You know, I'm not part of that business. So I don't know what's on the content calendar. And so I read Bobby's emails just like y'all do. And I read his articles, and I opened that email and was like, one, it was a banging email. And so I was like, okay, cool. And I clicked the link. Yeah. I clicked the link and I started reading it. And I was like, damn. And so I immediately reached out to Ariel and I was like, nice job. Bravo. Like, yeah. it was really good. And so I want you to check it out. And obviously we thought it was good enough that we wanted to kind of riff off of it and give our thoughts on, you know, side hustles versus part-time jobs. I've gotten this a lot too. And I think it's a little different for me because I'm coming from the online business world. So everybody's a little predisposed to it and they've already decided that they're going to start a side hustle or something like that. But I think that there are very big differences. And there's a few of them that we want to touch on, you know, things like she mentioned, like your income being scalable. I think there's things about generally, it's something you're a little bit more passionate about. You don't have a boss. It's generally more interesting work than a part-time job, where a part-time job tends to be more of like grunt work type stuff.
Right.
And then I think the big one, the first one that I want to talk about, is it's time leveraged. Because when you're doing work for people, like being a writer and an editor, as she is, it's about results. So it's not about time. And so your earnings per hour can be as high as you want it to be. Because like, if she does work for us, we don't care how long it takes her. We care that it's done and it's done well, right?
Right.
And it's the same for everyone else she works with. And it's the same for, you know, with Facebook ads. Like, if you can create an ad for them in 10 minutes that gets incredible results versus it taking 3 hours, they don't care. They just care about the results. And when you're doing something that's results based, it allows you to leverage your time. And that's something that you can't do as a part-time job. If you have a part-time job, let's say you're working as a secretary somewhere or something like that, and you're working 15 hours a week, you're getting paid a fixed amount of money for 15 hours a week worth of work. But if your side hustle or your part-time job is a side hustle and you want to earn the same amount of money, if you can do the work in 3 hours and earn the same amount of money, you just freed up 12 hours for yourself. And nobody has to know any different and nobody cares. And so I think that that is probably the biggest fundamental difference of all of the ones that we're going to talk about, and is the most powerful one. Because a lot of times with a side hustle, you're doing it to either change your lifestyle, or it's something, it's called a side hustle because it's something you do on the side a lot of times, Right. So if you already have a job and you're doing something on the side, you want to do something that you can do quickly and efficiently. You want to do something that you can do on your lunch hour or before you go to work or after you tuck the kids in bed at night, you work for an hour or two, right? Like you want it to be something that you can do in a minimal amount of time, but make good money from it. Yeah. And I think that's actually, you know, we'll talk in another episode about what makes a good side hustle, but to preview that a little bit, I would say that a bad side hustle is a part-time job or is a side hustle that has a big time investment for very little payoff. Right. And there's a lot of examples of that we'll go into another time. But I think this leverage thing is a big one. And obviously that's one of the things that she finds good about it is that she's able to write and she's able to do this work and she's able to spend time with her kids and knitting, which are like the big things in her life, as we've learned.
She does a lot of knitting. I've been trying to get her to knit a dog sweater for my dog. And she keeps like joking with me that she's not going to do it. But I really like deep down, I'm like, I really hope she does do it. Not that I don't know if he did. Yeah, no, I'm trying. Yeah, she always mess with me and be like, no, I'm going to make one for Michelle's dog first. Michelle's dog is a little, nobody likes that dog. So I'm just like, my dog is awesome. Anyway, this is a sidebar. The interesting thing that I got from her article was actually like her perception of the term side hustle. Because, you know, Michelle is very much like me. Like she started her blog kind of like on the side of her regular job. I think she's like a financial analyst or something before, something boring. And it sounds boring. But you know, she started on the side as like a way to like do something else. And then she eventually made more money. Like she didn't do it quite the way I did where I just quit my job for a couple bucks. Like she did it the smart way, but she scaled and everything else. But Ariel, even seeing Michelle do it was like, you know, side hustle just sounds like a dirty word. Like the word hustle has like a negative connotation. She even linked to a dictionary for hustle and, the definition for hustle, and it's like kind of a dirty word. And I've seen that a lot from readers where they're like, side hustle sounds like you're dealing drugs on the side or whatever. So it's an interesting thing that she just felt like it was almost kind of like a dirty thing when I was talking about it or Michelle was talking about it. And then she's kind of warmed up to the idea that like, oh, this is actually like not a bad thing. So it's just, it's interesting. I thought that was like I think a lot of my readers probably feel that way about the word side hustle, and then it's like kind of like, oh, I'm just selling a dream and stuff like that. When in reality, like I'm not, it's really like, it's a positive thing. You know, well, it's just a weird word.
I think another way to look at it is it's a side business, right?
And that's really, yeah, it's a side business.
Yeah. And we always, you know, if you look at Laptop Empires and you look at our business, the course is called the Facebook Side Hustle Course, but we did that mainly because it sounds nice, right? But if you look everywhere else in everything else we do, we actually talk about online businesses, building a side business or building an online business, because we want to help people build real businesses and not a hobby business. Like right. We don't want hobby blogs. We want to help somebody monetize a blog and that sort of thing. But we don't say side hustle as much. We talk about online business. And I think there's a couple of things with that. Some people, they look at side hustles as like, it is a side thing. It will always be a side thing. And right. We look at an online business as a side business that could really potentially grow into more if you want it to. And not everybody wants it to. Sometimes, you know, that's one of the, I think the good things that we did with the side hustle course is we made it about like just earning a little bit of extra money. Like that, like we were like, let's earn an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month. Now, can you take it to where you're earning $10,000 a month or have this big full blown agency? Heck yeah, you can. We've done it. We've got students that are doing it, but it doesn't have to be that way. But I think the other big piece with it is like the word hustle, like you mentioned, it has different meanings and it has different connotations. And I think it depends on how you were exposed to the word growing up. It's kind of funny, but like hustle has always been a positive thing. But like, I remember growing up and playing sports and stuff. And my dad would always be like, hustle, you need to work harder. You need to move quickly. You need to have a purpose, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, so for me, hustle has always been like working hard, being efficient, putting in effort, and kind of like the sports terminology, right? Like the phrase hustle up. Like I'm sure if you ever done any kind of sport, anything. You've heard a coach say that. But then the flip side is that kind of like a hustle means to hustle somebody for money. And it usually has a criminal context or, you know, sort of like shady context of taking advantage of people and that kind of stuff. And when we talk about a side hustle, obviously we're not talking about taking advantage of people. We're not talking about earning money at the expense of other people. If you want to create a true online business that grows and is effective long-term and builds a positive reputation, it has to be a business that earns you money by providing solutions for people, by helping people solve problems, by helping people improve their lives, make more money, lose weight, whatever it may be. It needs to be real, right? Yeah. And there's so many examples of the snake oil salesman thing. There's, you know, there's a reason that MLMs have a bad rap as a side hustle, right? There's a reason that certain supplement companies and things like that have a bad rap. And it's because people feel like they're getting hustled or that it's about the money instead of about helping them solve a problem.
Yeah. I think as I was looking through this article, I'm just kind of pulling things that I thought were really interesting and things that I don't really think about anymore since I've been an entrepreneur for so long. But she mentioned something in there where she was like, I'm just getting used to, she called herself an entrepreneur. And then she was like, I'm still kind of like getting used to calling myself that. And I think that that's an interesting transition that people that start these side businesses, side hustles go through. It's like, there's a big difference between, you know, going to work, getting your paycheck and doing like being just an employee. Well, I don't want to say just an employee, cause I was a teacher for a while. So like, but being an employee and then going to like having more flexibility and control, it sounds really cool. And I think it is, it's a great thing, but there's a learning curve to it because you have to like get used to charging for how much you think your time is worth and things like that. Where I remember when I was a teacher, one of the things that frustrated me was like, you know, as a band director, we had to do all this extra crap all the time. And it was like, we had to stay at the school till 10 PM or I had to go up to the school to do a band lock-in at 4 a.m. And, you know, just all these things where I worked a ton, but I didn't get paid extra for it. And that always bothered me. And so once I started doing stuff on my own, it was like, I had a hard time like figuring out how, like being comfortable charging for things. Cause I was so used to like, you know, you get your salary, you get your paycheck every 2 weeks and that's it. And so that's an interesting learning curve that I think people go through, but it's also kind of fun at the same time. Like I feel like it's one of the cool things about being an entrepreneur is you have that extra control, but it was just cool to see her like call herself an entrepreneur and then be like, I'm still kind of getting used to that because it's still a little weird, but it's cool. Like as an entrepreneur, I love that. Cause I'm like, it's just like being an entrepreneur. I think back in the day, it was like a dirty word. Every time I talk to my friends that are like 50 and 60, like entrepreneur was like this dirty word that like, you were like a shady salesman or something. But now I think it's being an entrepreneur is great because I think you can do a lot of things.
It's
like you unlock.
Trendy.
Yeah. It has become trendy. I think with the internet and everything, but I think you unlock like potential, you know, like I never would have thought I could do this.
Yeah. Okay. And things like Shark Tank have like made it popular.
Yeah.
I agree with that last statement. We were kind of like talking over each other there, but like
that
idea of like you unlock your potential. You and I have talked about like I coasted through high school, I coasted through college, and to an extent I coasted through law school. You know, like I didn't work as hard as I probably should have in law school. I still worked hard because you have to get through it.
Right.
But like I could have probably been ranked higher, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But I haven't been that way. I've been that way with everything in my life where I just did the bare minimum. I was like, how do I get the maximum result for the least amount of, you know, effort?
Right.
But then when I started getting into business and I started really getting serious about it, something changed in my personality and I don't half-ass anything anymore. Like if I want to do something, I throw myself at it. And I've just seen where like I used to get by on this like natural ability. And now it's like I've taken that and then put the work behind it. And now when I do things, I see like really good results. This is like a really cheesy example, but I started taking guitar lessons this year. And I've tried to learn guitar since high school. I've had the guitar since high school, and I've tried it various times to teach myself or to hire somebody, and I've never had really good results with it. But this time, the first time I've tried to do it since, in the last 5 years since becoming a business owner, I'm picking it up really quickly, like really, really quickly. And I think it's because I'm different, right? It's me.
Right.
And so I think that concept of like how it changes you, it affects everything in your life. You know, I think one of the things being a business owner that I see and a benefit of a side hustle is that you, one, like you become better with time management. You don't waste time because you're trying to be efficient because you're doing it on the side and you're trying to earn as much as possible and as little amount of time as possible. But it also, you're trying to become better. You're constantly trying to get better at this thing or what you're doing or be more efficient. That way you can have a more successful business. And that personal development, like it, you become so personal development driven that it bleeds into everything else in your life. You become better with money. You become better with relationships. Like I'm much more aware of the time that I spend with my kids and my wife and how I treat people and those sorts of things now than I was beforehand. Like it changes your personality. You're more reflective about your actions. You're more like you're paying attention. Like, how can I be better? How can I do better? Because you're constantly doing that in business, and it just naturally becomes your mindset toward everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. It's interesting because you were talking about kind of coasting through college a little bit or just like relying on your natural ability. And I always felt the same way with the music stuff. I was always, you know, I was just good at it. And so I didn't really have to like work super, super hard to like, I guess, be proficient at things. And I could have been, I could have worked way harder. Like I could have tried to be like the best, whatever percussionist or, you know, I could have tried to be the best, but I was like, well, you know, I can kind of like get by doing not a whole lot of work and be pretty good at it. So like, it's going to be fine. And it was the same thing with teaching. Like I felt like I was pretty naturally good at teaching and I didn't do like, I didn't put as much time as I saw like other teachers like were really focused on like, I'm going to do this lesson planning and this lesson planning, like all the stuff. I didn't do that. But now with my business, I treat it a lot differently because it's like my thing and I have a lot more pride in it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just see like when I see people start these businesses on the side, and I don't care what it is. It could be the Facebook thing. It could be, you know, editing like what Ariel's doing. It doesn't matter. But I just see people like, there all this potential comes out of them. Like a perfect example to me, because I think she's great. Natalie Bacon, you know, we've talked about her on the show before. She is one of those people that like, she's crushing it online right now. She was an attorney before and she started this, you know, she does like a podcast. She does like life, kind of like life coaching and mindset coaching. And I think she is like legitimately changing a lot of people's lives. Like there are people that are like super inspired by her. And the fact that she, like, you know, she kind of like probably took a little bit of a leap. I don't know every detail of her story, but based on like what most people in my industry do, like she took this leap and now she's like making great money online. She's helping all of these people. And she probably didn't think that she was capable of that before. And I see that day in and day out. That's why like I preach the side hustle thing so much to readers. And that's why I'm really going to focus on that in 2019 with Millennial Money Man, because I see it all the time and I believe in it. Like I just, it's not just about selling courses. It's not just about doing that kind of stuff. It's like, I really see people changing their own life, being a lot happier, and then also kind of taking that and using it to like change other people's lives in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like it's incredible what the internet is kind of allowing people to do right now with these kind of side businesses and whether it's blogging or, you know, ad management or whatever. It's just really cool. So I don't know exactly where I was going with that other than just, I see people just really, it like unlocks this thing where they can just grow and do so much more just because they took a chance on something.
You become like a next level human.
In some way. Yeah. It's just taking a chance. You know, I think it makes me sad because I see so many people that like, they want to do something, but they're afraid to go do it. You know, like they want to start the side business. They want to do, you know, whatever. And they just don't do it because it's like, it's not safe. You know,
they don't take a chance on themselves. And it's unfortunate because when you take a chance on yourself, like amazing things can happen. And it's funny, like you mentioned, like maybe she didn't know what she was getting into. And I always tell people that I stumbled into entrepreneurship. Like, it was an accident. Like, this, everything that's happened was an accident. Like, I was just trying to make a couple extra bucks, but I didn't, when I started, I was like, I'm going to do this for a couple years, make a little extra money, shut it down. And then I got into it. And then even at the point, like a couple years ago, when I decided to stay home with Cooper, who's bouncing behind me, I was getting ready to shut everything down and go change jobs and take this, you know, go work for a big firm. And life happened and I didn't do that. And then everything took off, right? And I never could have predicted that. And I'm happier this way. And so it's just one of those things, like, you don't know what can happen. And there's a reason that we've had this shared experience of working harder when it's our own business. And it's the same thing when people hire and they're like, it's so hard to hire somebody. They don't care about it as much as I do. They don't work as hard as I do. Well, no shit. It's not their business, right? Like, when you work for somebody else in a part-time job or even a full-time job, like, and you might be really passionate about your work, but like, you know, probably looking at Facebook or online shopping while you're at work. Whereas like, I never do that stuff during the day because I'm focused on my thing because it's my thing and I care about it. It's my baby. When it, no matter how great your job is, it's not your baby. And so I think it's different. So yeah, really interesting. I do though, I want to transition to a couple of things, like to really talk about this like concept about it being different than a part-time job. And so we talked about the time leverage. And so like the related thing is the money, like the scalability of it. Like right. What's really cool about a side hustle, and it's because of that time leverage thing, is that you can start earning, you have a much higher ceiling than you do at a job, right? Even for like me, as an attorney, which is a generally like a high paying career, like my ceiling is much higher doing this than it is as an attorney. And it's actually right. higher with less hours of work. You know, I mean, that's like a theme that keeps coming up for me lately. But, you know, I remember at the end of 2017, I remember looking at how much I earned in that year. And my law school had sent out this report that had like national statistics on the average amount that people earn in various positions, from a brand new associate at a small firm, medium firm, large firm, to, you know, a junior partner, senior partner, or an equity partner at small, medium, and large firms. And in 2017, I earned more than the average equity partner at a small to medium firm. Now, when you go to a large firm, obviously that's different, but I'm going to pass that too. And the reality is that like, I didn't have the passion for that career that I was going to go become an equity partner at a large firm. Like, that was never going to be in my life plan. And so if you look at that and you look at like whatever career, whatever you're thinking about, like your ceiling is so much higher. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do what we've done and like scale it out and have a team and multiple businesses and all of these things. But even in 2016, when it was just me, right? Or early 2017, before I hired, when it was just me, I was earning a six-figure income, just me, working less than 40 hours a week, you know? Right. And I look at that now too, and I go, man, I've got so many people. I caught up with one of my buddies. Well, I tried to catch up with one of my buddies when I was home visiting my parents for the holidays, and he's an attorney as well. And I wasn't able to meet up with him. And he was like, dude, I'm working 80 hours a week. And I just like, he was going hunting with his dad, and I was going to catch up with him. He's like, let's catch up another time. I just haven't been able to chat or meet up because I'm working so much. And I'm just like, man, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I dodged a freaking bullet because that could have been my life. And that's the life of so many people I graduated with. And that's okay. You know, like some people really love that and they, you know, it's fine. But I think it's interesting. Like your ceiling for what you can earn is higher. And if you do it right, right? If you find a good side hustle, if you take the time to build a blog up over time, you can build it to incredible income that's semi-passive. If you do something like the writing or the editing or copywriting or the digital marketing, like we show in the Side Hustle course, you can go and you can stack clients because you can get to a point where it's like, okay, takes me a couple hours per week to do this one client. And so I could work 20 hours per week and earn $10,000 a month doing this many clients. Like,
right.
It's scalable in a way. It's scalable with your time in a way that obviously a job isn't. So I think that's a huge difference too between the side hustle and the part-time job.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think I'll just kind of end this with my thoughts on the side hustle versus part-time job thing. And I think what it really comes down to is that you're probably going to end up enjoying a side hustle, a side business more than a part-time job. Like there aren't many people that I've seen that have started a side hustle that like really hated it. Like they were really like, oh, this is the worst. There's a lot, like you'll feel a lot of pride. Like I remember the first time I made my own money, not from, you know, I was making money as a teacher, but like my own side money. I was just like, I was so proud of it. And it was so cool. And it was like such a kind of empowering feeling sort of. And so I think that's, you know, no matter what it is, it doesn't matter if you're going to do anything that we've talked about in this episode, or if you've got other ideas for side hustles or whatever, just go do it, go try it and see what you can do with it. And I think you'll be really surprised at how much you actually enjoy it. It's not going to be easy. Nothing in life is like super easy. You know, you're not just going to become a millionaire overnight with your side business, but it's going to be something that I think you really enjoy. And it's going to open your mind up to all the possibilities of things that you can do outside of just getting your paycheck and going home. So that's pretty much it for me. I think this was a great article. Ariel, if you're listening, I really appreciate it. I don't know if you actually listen to our podcast or not, but this was a great article. Again, one of my favorites of 2018. I think everybody needs to go read it. It's in the show notes and just check it out. And I think you'll agree with a lot of the things that she says, and hopefully it inspires you to go try something.
Yep. And I think the last thing, it's important, and I have to remind people of this all the time. It's called a side hustle. It's a side business. You're doing it on the side and you're the owner. You can make of it whatever you want it to be. And so what that means is that you can put as little or as much work into it as you want. You don't have to run yourself ragged trying to build this thing. It doesn't have to become a second job. It can be something that you do in your spare time on the side. That's the whole point. It can start there and it never has to grow beyond that. You can make good money just doing it on the side. So keep that in mind, because we see people that they fall into that trap and they try to do too much. And then their quality of life suffers and they give up or they get frustrated. Like, you don't have to do that. It can be what you want it to be. So that's it for today's episode. We really appreciate it. Please do us a favor, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss an episode, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever it may be. You know, if you've got a topic that you would like to hear from us, something you'd like us to talk about, please email us team@laptopempires.com. Hopefully you can hear me talking over my son. And that's the other thing, ladies and gents, you can't do a part-time job with your kid in the room, but you can do a side hustle while taking care of your kids. So there's another little perk for you. And just as a reminder, we are launching the Facebook Side Hustle course on January 17th, and that is the sponsor of our show today. So if you want a great side hustle that you can make good money, we're talking $1,000 to $2,000 per month per client and only have to do a little bit of work per week, you know, a couple hours per week per client, then the Facebook Side Hustle is a great side hustle. And we walk you through everything you need to know, including how to find clients, how to deliver results for clients and everything in between. So go ahead and check that out. Get on the waiting list. It'll be open for 4 days starting on January 17th. And thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.